As IBM begins its second century, the American technology company is releasing its sixth annual 5 in 5. That's a list of 5 innovations the firm expects we'll see within 5 years. One of them will enable us to generate small amounts of energy to supplement the electric power we use in our homes.
You can do microelectronic generation.
Bernie Meyerson is Vice President of Innovation at IBM.
For instance, you can have somebody in the third world who has access to a phone or a smartphone but doesn't have access to the power grid, which is a very common thing, and literally in a shoe have something that recovers energy from walking and can charge a battery to enable that person to actually become connected with the rest of the world.
Another innovation will make those hard-to-remember passwords obsolete. Soon, in order to access our email or bank account, we'll use a technology known as biometrics.
Imagine that things recognize you. You walk up to an ATM, takes one look, says, yep, you're you.
Within 5 years, we will no longer be inundated with junk mail. Meyerson says a new electronic device will delete it before we ever see it.
The device, as you act upon it, as you eliminate mail, you don't read it, you just look at it and kill it. After a while, it learns your habits, and it works for you as your assistant by eliminating stuff you never wanted anyway.
IBM also sees us controlling many of our electronic devices telepathically.
Simple ability to command a system to do something for you without actually doing or saying anything. Literally thinking and having something happen as a result that's accurate. Something with really deep capability so that a person, for instance, a quadriplegic, a paraplegic, can actually utilize brainwaves to make things happen and basically run their own lives independently.
The fifth innovation on IBM's list, Meyerson says, is the elimination of the so-called digital divide.
Think about the digital divide today, the haves and have-nots, people who are and are not connected. We anticipate within 5 years better than 80% coverage of the world's populations by cellular to smartphones. At that point, imagine having, for instance, the ability to speak openly with anybody, anywhere, anytime, in any language. Real-time translation, literally the old Star Trek idea of the universal translator coming to be, and how the world would change if there was that kind of communication and openness.
IBM's track record of predictions over the past 5 years has been mixed. Some predictions are still not reality. In 2006, for example, IBM researchers predicted that by now there would be a 3D internet. But in 2009, they predicted city buildings would sense and respond like living organisms. Just 3 years later, that future is here. At a New York art museum, sensors are detecting subtle fluctuations in temperature, humidity, airflow, and light levels, and adjusting the building's environment to help preserve the works of art. What's important about the 5 in 5 list, says IBM's Bernie Meyerson, is it encourages the researchers who are working to turn as much of our innovative imagination as possible into practical realities. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.